The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
All right, let's go out to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. All right, joining us now is John Shipley. He's the beat reporter covering the Jacksonville Jaguars for SI's Jaguar Report. John, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, the Jaguars are on the clock. There's all this mystery about whom they'll take, right?
Said no one ever.
Said no one. But I was thinking, well, let's talk about Trevor Lawrence's comments last week. They got all that attention about him saying he doesn't play with a chip on his shoulder. He has a different motivation. What's your take on all the excitement around Trevor Lawrence's comments?
Yeah, absolutely. I generally don't think it's surprising at all, especially when I read those comments. Just, I feel like anybody who's kind of paid attention to, you know, Lawrence's kind of comments and just, you know, the way he's carried himself since he's been at Clemson, I really think it aligned perfectly with it. And I honestly believe that Lawrence has been anointed, you know, the number one pick and the top quarterback prospect since Luck for so long that maybe people kind of just stopped paying attention, you know, to him and the things that he was saying until, you know, he was given, again, this major platform with Sports Illustrated. But, no, I didn't take any concern with it. I think a lot of fans don't understand, is especially, you know, being around a lot of these players. Not a lot of them, you know, like, they all love football, but it's not eat, drink, football 24/7. They have a lot of other interests and a lot of other things drive them in life. So it really wasn't an opinion that I think is even really that unpopular one in the NFL.
John, I think you bring up a great point. It's like to look at Trevor Lawrence's history. I mean, I just tell, after those comments from people that were so shocked by what he said, roll the tape. The kid has been anointed since he was 14 years old. He has no reason to have a chip on his shoulder. I mean, no one is, you know, wasn't the 199th pick like Tom Brady. He wasn't passed over by the University of Texas like Baker Mayfield. I mean, these guys that have a reason, that's how they get it. And I love that Trevor was honest and just said, hey, basically, I'm comfortable with who I am and I can't manufacture this. Like, this is what I do. And roll the tape. He's a 3-year starter, won a national championship, and performs beautifully on a national stage. So I think y'all are getting by far the best player in this draft, and I'm excited for Jacksonville. This is a really exciting time for you all. How do you think the Urban Meyer-Trevor Lawrence relationship is going to go? Because I like it on the outset, as Urban Meyer being a college coach, college coaches develop quarterbacks. So how do you feel about that relationship?
No, I think the relationship is going to work well because I really do think, you know, they're wired in a lot of similar ways. You know, Urban Meyer probably doesn't have the intense, I mean, Urban Meyer doesn't have, you know, kind of the lax point of view that Trevor Lawrence has, but they're both fierce competitors at the end of the day. They're both extremely detailed people, and I really do think that they're going to really mesh together hand in hand because they're two people who, at the end of the day, I think they each have similar mindsets and terms of how they want to get things done and how they want to have everything basically organized and everything ready to go. So I really do think they're a pair that's kind of really kind of perfect. I don't think if the Jaguars didn't have the number one overall pick that Urban Meyer would be coaching them right now. I think he'd be working at Fox Sports right now if they had, say, the number two overall pick. So I think that says a lot. And I think, you know, their interactions already, you know, Urban Meyer played a part in Trevor Lawrence's pro day. You know, Urban Meyer told NFL Network after Lawrence's pro day that he talked to Lawrence and told him, hey, why don't you go ahead and throw, you know, before you have your surgery, so you can have your surgery sooner and be ready for training camp. I mean, that's just not the kind of stuff you really see that often from, you know, coaches and quarterbacks. They haven't even drafted yet. So it just seems like they've already, you know, kind of hit the right foot.
You're right, and I love that you brought up that he might be at Fox Sports if there wasn't Trevor Lawrence. So do you think Urban is committed for the long haul in Jacksonville?
I think he is. I really do believe that. And from everything that we've seen and from everything, you know, we've heard, that I think this job in Jacksonville has kind of, you know, reinvigorated him. I really do think, you know, it's kind of gotten a new fire with him because he sees this as a new challenge. You know, obviously Urban Meyer is a coach who's driven regardless, but, you know, after you bring in the top three recruiting class for, you know, the fifth year in a row, win the Big Ten for the fourth out of the fifth year, you know, you're running out of challenges. But the NFL is a completely new one, and he has a completely new team to rebuild, and he has a quarterback who he's been enamored with for a few years now.
We're talking to John Shipley. He's the beat reporter covering the Jacksonville Jaguars for SI's Jaguar Report. Okay, we've seen quarterbacks that are highly touted, like Sam Darnold, go to the Jets. All the surrounding pieces weren't there. What would you like to see the Jaguars do in this draft and next? They've got a lot of draft capital. What do they need to do to ensure that Trevor Lawrence is successful?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Lawrence has a few things in place. You know, they have a couple interesting and solid players in DJ Chark, Laviska Shenault, James Robinson, and Marvin Jones, but they simply, they need to add a pass-catching threat at the tight end position. Their tight end depth chart is arguably the worst in the NFL right now, and it was arguably the worst in the NFL the year before and the year before that. You know, they've taken swings at position, and they've missed time and time again, so they need to find some way to address that this year. Otherwise, they need to find just more speed and explosion at both the running back and receiver positions. They don't really have a true slot receiver on their roster, so they could use, you know, that kind of smaller, shiftier type of receiver. And at running back, while, you know, Robinson's a terrific running back, a really hard-nosed runner, but they could still add a home run threat at the position.
John, so in entering the draft, how do the brass in Jacksonville feel about the opt-outs that are going to be in the draft this season? We haven't really seen this before, you know, at this type of level, you know, whether it's the individuals that decided to step out because of COVID or guys that didn't even have an option to play because their conference didn't play. How is Jacksonville evaluating that going into next week?
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be one of the biggest questions, you know, not just for them, but really for every NFL team. Trent Baalke, the general manager, said the other day, you know, how they've already, you know, they've had serious conversations about it because every situation is different, you know. Baalke said they have players who weren't able to play. Some players who opted out who they thought maybe shouldn't have opted out, you know, that kind of thing. So I really do think they're going to have to balance it. You know, the scouting is already, you're trying to uncover every stone and, you know, try to get every single piece of information you have. But when the last time a guy played a game is in 2019, that makes it a little tougher because you're not just, you know, having to look at past 2 years or so, but you're having to project him for the future, and that does make it tougher. So I really do think the Jaguars are going to have to answer tough questions about that. I get the sense right now that they might not, you know, like say with the 25th overall pick, I'm not sure they would pick somebody who didn't play at all last season.
We're talking to John Shipley. He is a writer for the Jacksonville Jaguars SI page. Let me ask you about Gardner Minshew. You know, last week we were debating, and Carla here is a savant and she's the gloss, and she was debating Gardner Minshew's hair versus Trevor Lawrence's hair. Who had the best hairdo on the Jaguars?
Trevor won that debate.
Trevor won, okay.
The mullet, I have a tough time with the mullet. I don't know.
But what is the fate of Gardner Minshew? Not his hair, but his play on the field. Is he going to get traded, or do they see him as a perfect guy to have as a backup to Trevor?
I think they're going to let the situation kind of play out. I really do think that they're going to, you know, let the draft kind of take its course and then see which teams are still looking to add a quarterback to their roster. You know, it seems like every year after the draft, there's always a couple teams who didn't exactly get the players they want at certain positions and they end up panicking and making a move for another team's veteran. And then you also have the chance of, if you hold them until training camp, perhaps the team realizes in training camp that their quarterback depth chart is not what they were hoping for, and they make a move then. So I think they're going to keep him until a team panics, and then otherwise I think he'll be in competition with C.J. Beathard for the backup job. I personally think Minshew is the best option for the number two job, but they did sign Beathard to a two-year, $5 million contract with about $2.75 million guaranteed. So it doesn't look like he's going to be handed the backup job by any means.
And, John, is it fair to say that until Alex Smith announced his retirement earlier this week, was that going to be in Jacksonville's plans for the perfect backup for Trevor Lawrence? You know, you've got a veteran, you've got a guy who has played for Urban Meyer, that relationship is there, you know, he would, you know, not be long for the league. I mean, that kind of thing. Was Alex Smith your guy in Jacksonville until he announced his retirement?
Yeah, no, I thought Alex Smith was the best fit at backup quarterback for the Jaguars. You know, I mean, you talk about, you know, not just with Urban, but Trent Baalke, the general manager, he played a big part in drafting him in San Francisco, you know, 16 right. years ago. And we've already seen Alex be an amazing mentor to a rookie quarterback. You know, I mean, you go back and read some of the things Patrick Mahomes says about the things that Alex Smith taught him. And I know everybody says, you know, if you have good coaches, maybe you don't need that kind of mentor. But the truth of the matter is players learn from other players just differently than they learn from coaches. You know, having a veteran like that above you, you're just going to learn differently from him than you would from a coach. So he was definitely in their plans. You know, Urban Meyer said on the Michael Irvin podcast that he wanted to sign Alex. You know, they said their doctors ended up, you know, flagging a few things on the medicals. And then Greg Bishop with Sports Illustrated wrote yesterday that the Jaguars actually did offer Alex Smith a contract.
Wow.
Intriguing. Yeah, he would have been great. I mean, there was a lot of logic there.
Oh, that would have been a perfect fit. But I think this is better for Alex Smith. Not better for the Jags, but better for Alex Smith.
Well, John.
Yeah, no, I really do think Urban wanted him badly. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe he wants to get in the coaching, and maybe they can add him in some capacity down the road.
All right, that's John Shipley. You can read him at Sports Illustrated's Jaguar Report. He's the beat writer reporter there for the Jaguars. John, really appreciate your joining us here this morning.
Hey, thanks, guys, so much for having me on. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Friday.
Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.